Julie Emerson joins the race for a Louisiana Senate seat. ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says usually entering the race at this relatively late stage might work against Emerson and her ability to raise enough money to mount a serious challenge. However,
money in terms of TV ads, which is where most of that money goes, has become less important, as we've seen in recent years, with people who were at a disadvantage fundraising getting the lock on social media and other media.
A taste of fall is coming as the strongest cold front of the season makes its way through the Bayou State later today.
A strong cold front moving in our direction will be passing through our state this evening to early tonight, causing showers and thunderstorms as we go through the day today, primarily the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms could have some gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Temperatures today will be in the 70s and 80s, but the breezy, colder weather is going to flow in for later tomorrow, dropping temperatures into the 40s and lower 50s by tomorrow morning. And with the continued cold air blowing into the state through the day tomorrow, the temperatures during the day are going to be restricted to the low to mid 60s at best. This is meteorologist Bill Jackman.
While Bookies.com has Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin as the favorite to be the next head football coach at LSU, BetOnline has Tulane coach John Summerall as a favorite at plus 150. Bookies.com writer Christopher Bone says they give Summerall a 10% chance, and he says,
he did wonders at Troy. He's doing wonders at Tulane. He seems to live and breathe that Louisiana mindset, man. He's a dog.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on Tix FM.